Hi, I'm Aviva Feiner, and welcome back to Torah Imecha Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Yud Ches. And as this is my last time that it is my zechus to be with you and learning with you, it is also David HaMelech's first time in giving us a longer, certainly will not be among his longest, Perek, Prakim. And therefore, we're going to do something a little different in this Perek, in that we're not going to be looking pasuk by pasuk, word by word, but rather we're going to be looking at general themes and specific psukim. But we're going to open up with seeing what his general theme is. And he begins with the words, Lamnatzeach le'Eved Hashem, le'David. He defines himself, he calls himself Eved Hashem and David. Asher diber le'Hashem is divrei hashira hazos. He is singing a song. When is he singing this song? B'yom hitzil Hashem oso mikaf kol oivav. This is the day that Hashem saves him from all his enemies, from Shaul. David, at this point in time, the Farshim tell us, feels a new person. He feels like, says Rav Avraham ben Hagra, the need to sing like you cannot imagine. Rav Avraham ben Hagra says, Kol mi shirotza lamar shira omer, shira shenase lo neis omar shira biyadua sheomrim, shehir gishazet shemochlin al avonosav. He feels like he's a Birya Chazasha. A person, when he has a nace, when Hashem saves him from Shaul and from his enemies, he really feels, what a nace, I sinned. And Hashem still saved me. I'm a new person. And therefore, the Ben Agra says, La'avdi le'David, that I was David, but now I'm an Eved Hashem. I am someone who is burning with the desire to just show Hashem that I love him and I want to do his will. That's all. I've reached Shlema, says Rav Harlap in his commentary in Maimarom on Tehillim, that all I want to do is sing to Hashem. I'm an Eved Hashem. All my kochos go to Hashem. And in this, I want to mention what it means to be an Eved Hashem, based on Rav Elchanan Wasserman discussing the ultimate Eved Hashem, who was Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo kein avdi Moshe, b'chol beisi ne'eman hu. Hashem says about Moshe, no one is like Avdi Moshe. This is Bamidbar Yud Beis Zayin. Nobody is like Moshe. He is ne'eman. He is faithful to me. He is completely for me. Rav Elchanan Wasserman says beautifully on the Rambam's words that everyone can be like Moshe, that everyone can be an Eved that gives all their kohos to their master. That is what it means to be like Moshe. And this Perek David calls himself David, who is now an Eved Hashem. All I want to do is give my kochos to Hashem. That's all I want to do. And we're going to look further in the next two psukim in how he expresses this, what he feels about Hashem. And he says to him, Erchamcha Hashem Chizki. I have such compassion and love for you, Hashem. You are my strength. And then he's going to give more kotarot to Hashem in Pasuk Gimel. What are they? Hashem, you are tsali. You are my crag that is a high rock. Mutsudasi, my fortress. Mefalti, you're the one who saves me. Keili, you are my God. Tsuri, you are my rock. Echesebo, I hide in you. Magini, you are my shield. Keren Yishi, and you are the ultimate salvation to be Mithkabi. You are where I can escape to. You are my haven. All these are personal keli, my God. My God is, says Rav Avraham ben Agra, he is a God who is a mitzuda, a tower nobody can get in, a sela, a high rock that nobody can climb, a tzur that you cannot move. He is a magen that nobody can penetrate. That is my God, and therefore he is, in the middle there, he has that term that he is keli. He is my Kale. He is my God. Kaili, he is my God. We recite that more than once a day in the words of Adon Olam. V'hu Kaili, he is my God. And we use the same words as David HaMelech. V'hu Kaili, v'chai goli, v'tzur. And he's a rock. I trust him. I'm never afraid. And therefore, David HaMelech says, Echesebo, I can trust in him. I'm never afraid. And what do we say? Biyado af kidruchi in Adon Olam. I trust him. I hide in him. Everything I do, I'm in his hands. And he's my personal God. And I really see how the words of the Adon Olam, v'hu keli, v'chai goali, v'tzor chevli, b'yei sara, Minos kosi biomekra. He saves me when I need him. Those are the words of Adon Olam. Here David HaMelech says, he is my God, he's my rock, he's my tower. I hide in him. I trust him. I'm in him. And by the way, a beautiful Dvar Torah that I heard from Rav Gedalia Shor and the words of Adon Olam. What does it mean when the Baal Adon Olam, who most attribute to Rav Shimon Ibn Gabriel, says, Biyado afkid ruchi, I trust my soul to him. That I say, Hashem, you are the Baal HaPikadon. What a Baal HaPikadon in Halacha is, if I'm about to travel and I have very expensive jewelry and I say to my neighbor, you keep this for me, keep it with me. You are the Baalat HaPikadon. That means you have my precious package. Hashem is Biyado afkid ruchi, I entrust you with me. David HaMelech says here in this pasuk, Echesebo, I will trust you. As he goes through the psukim, David HaMelech is going to recount all different instances and allegories as to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him and in how many different ways and in how many different circumstances. And as we move on, I want to take a look at Pasuk Chaf, Vayotzieni Lemerchav, and he put me out in a wide place. Why? And I just wanted to look at this one word because I thought it is so very meaningful for us and we need to know this always. He brought me Lemerchav into a freedom, up to a wide place. Why does Hashem save me? Ki chafetz bi, because he wants me. And he's desiring me. He favors me. Chafetz. Rav Harlap says, we see here the love that Hashem says has for Klal Yisrael. And I thought this was such an important point for us and what all the craziness that is going on in our world contemporary now. That the love for Hashem, for Klal Yisrael, is unbound and not dependent on anything. That is chafetz. Chafetz is something that is beyond ratzon. It is a ratzon beyond reason. It comes from a place that says there's no reason for it. But Hashem wants us, and says Rav Harlap, therefore at times when our enemies are antagonizing us, or we have even seen some success, they have even seen Nebuch, some success, that our enemies do seem successful, the love of Hashem is always going to peek out. Ki chafetz bi. Because his chafetz is me. Vayotzieni lemerchav, and he's going to bring me out to someplace wide. He's going to bring me to freedom. And every time we suffer and every time Klal Yisrael has suffered, there always is a freedom. There's always something in the end where the world can point and say, ah, Hashem still loves his people. We can go through a holocaust and he can give us the Eretz Yisrael. Lemerchav li, ki chafetz bi. No matter how much I suffer, Hashem reminds me that he loves me. He wants me. And that David HaMelech continues to talk about how good Hashem is to him. And he continues to recount on how much he feels, with my Hashem, how much I can do just to quote Pasuk Lamed, Ki Becha Arutz Gedur. Because with you, I can run into a barrier. Ubelokai Adaleg Shur. And with my Hashem, I can Adaleg Shur. I can literally jump over a wall. I can do anything. I can scale anything, any mountain. I can jump over anything, and that is the power, he says, that Hashem gives me. And from all that, the conclusion that David HaMelech has in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, from this discussion about how amazing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how amazing HaKadosh Baruch Hu always is Lamed Aleph Hakel Tamim Darko. My God, the God, this God that I'm talking about, Tamim Darko. The way of my God is perfect, Tamim. No faults. Tzrufa. It is like purified silver. We've used this word a few times. Magin Hu L'chol HaChosim Bo. He is a shield to anyone who seeks refuge in him, who anybody who trusts in him, who hides him. Bitzel knafecha in Echese. I will be hiding in the shadow of your wings. That's that feeling of I can trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's infallible. Tamim Darko. Says Rav Hirsch, his words are just so beautiful. What is this God? This God, as we know, through his acts, he is harmonious, perfect, whole. He is a constant. Though his ways seem to vary, they all have one purpose. Tamim Darko. And what is that purpose? It is Tzerufa. It is like the silver gets purified. It's to purify his Klal Yisrael and purify the world. And because of that Magenhu, because the purification's whole purpose is to protect Klal Yisrael and protect Kedusha in this world. Hakel Tamim Darko, his ways are perfect. We don't understand them, but it's Tzerufa. Kesef Tzaruf. We say in our Yom Kippur, davening ki hinei kakesef b'yad hatzorif. We are like the silver in the hands of the silversmith. That whatever Hashem does, like the silversmith heats the silver, and heats it sometimes to a point that it seems it cannot tolerate, but it doesn't bend. He heats it to the exact perfect place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes does make us suffer, but it's because he wants us to shine. And David HaMelech says in Lamed Beis, Mi Elokami Baladei Hashem. There is no God except for my Hashem. Umitzor zulos the Elokeinu. There is no other rock but my God. That's my God. And his chesed is always. And he's always there for me. And he continues in Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hey, to talk about how Hashem helps him and is always there for him. And I want to skip now, and I know we're skipping a lot, but this is again a long perek. And through it, David HaMelech is constantly praising Hashem. To Mem Zayin, Chai Hashem. My Hashem is living. My Lord lives. Ubaruch Tzuri. Blessed is my rock. V'yarum Elokei Yishi. And he will pick up, that God will pick up my God, meaning he will pick himself up. The God that delivers me, that saves me. The living Hashem is the one that I know is my rock, says Rav Hirsch. He preserves me and formed me, Elokei Yishi. He cares about my personal welfare. He is my creator, my guide, the presence of all happiness in the world and in my life. And he's Chai. Who is my Hashem? He's alive. He exists. And if we look back at the previous Pasuk, B'nei Nechar Yipolu, strangers lose courage. And they come trembling because they count on things that aren't real. They count on houses of cards that will fall, but not my God. Chai Hashem ubaruch tzuri. He is alive and he's blessed and he's always there. And yes, he is the only one. He is tzuri v'yarim Elokei Yishi. He is my rock and he will save me. And says Rav Harlap, that even though sometimes it looks like we don't understand him, that there is hastara, that things are hidden, Hashem is still there. And I thought for a minute I'd play for you the words of Rabbi Nachman. We have to hold on very tightly to the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there for us. And even when it is before Yarum Elokei Yishi, he picks up his head and shows the whole world that he's there. I will always know. Chai Hashem Ubaruch Tzuri. Behastara betoch haastara. V'adagim gam sham nimzak. Hashem Yisbaruch. Even when it's hard and tough, he's my Hashem and he's Chai. And I want to skip to the very last pasuk in this perek. Nun Aleph, which is a famous pasuk, where David HaMelech proclaims, "Magdil Yeshuos Malkot Osechet L'mshicho L'David L'zaro A'olam." It's actually a Kriya Ksiv because there's Migdal in the Ksiv, but it's Magdil as we say it here in the pasuk, that Hashem makes great the Yeshuos of His King. V'Osechet L'mshicho L'David L'zaro A'olam. He makes great the victories of His Mashiach to David and His children forever. And Rav Hirsch says, Number one, David is saying, even when I no longer praise you, as he mentions in the previous pasuk, David mentions, I'm going to praise you forever. When I'm not here to praise you, the Yeshuos that will come through you into this world will continue to be great. But you know what? It says, the greatness of Klal Yisrael is completely dependent on the confirmation of the Malchus of David's family, Ad Olam, forever. That the ultimate greatness will come out in Klal Yisrael when Mashiach Tzidkenu comes. That the greatness of Yeshua's Malchus, Chesed L'mshicha L'David L'zara Olam, when will the greatness be great? When Mashiach Tzidkenu comes and David HaMelech's family, as the Mashiach Hashem, as the anointed one by Hashem, is confirmed before the whole world, B'mheira V'yaminu. As we conclude, I would like to just comment on Mesorat Yisrael, on the tradition of Klal Yisrael, to actually use this pasuk as we conclude our Birchas HaMazon, our benching, and that we actually switch words from Shabbos Yom Tov to weekday in this pasuk by using the word Magdil as it is read in this pasuk during the week, and using the word Migdol as it is actually read in the identical pasuk in Shmuel Beis Chaf Beis as Migdol. And I read two different understandings, one from the Avud Raham and one from the Shlach Kadosh. I just want to share with you those two quickly. One is that the word Migdol is Mole with the Vav, with the Cholam, is considered a full word. And on Shabbos and Yontif, says the Avud Raham, Hashem is a Melech Godol. And during the week, Migdol, it's with a Chirik under the Mem, because he's Melech Katan. The Od, and he also says, B'Tehillim, David lo haya adayin melech. In Sefer Tehillim, David said, Sefer Tehillim, before he was a king, this pasuk was said, but the pasuk where David HaMelech says, Magdil, he actually was a melech. And the Shla also says that the words of the Nevi'im are written b'Nevu'ah, where David HaMelech says, Magdil, where the words of Tehillim, where he says Migdol, are written Beruach HaKodesh. But in addition, and this is where I would like to conclude, is that Shabbos and Yontif, he says, Morim Arom Mos Yisrael. They talk about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. They bring out the greatness of Klal Yisrael, specifically Rosh Chodesh is a time when it shows that we will be renewed with the greatest light. And Shabbos talks about a Yom Shekulo Shabbos, a day that will always be Shabbos, the eternity that we're all waiting for. And that is the word Migdol. It's a Melech Gadol. It's a great time that we're awaiting B'mheira V'yameinu. Until then, Magdil, Hashem is still great. But Im Yerts Hashem, Migdol remes lemelech gadol, Yeshua gadol, Imos HaMashiach. We should all see it, b'mheira v'yameinu, together. It has been a pleasure studying with you ladies and studying Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef. And therefore, on Shabbos and Yontif, we go with the word that he uses in Nevi'im, because of course Nevu'ah is greater than, and that's actually what the Shla says, I'm sorry. The Shla says that Nevu'ah is greater in Shmuel, whereas Ksuvim, Tehillim, is written Beruach HaKodesh, and the Shla also says, and I'm